You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
For starters, markets have been moving throughout the day, and we're going to get a sense of what they've been up to. I'm joined on the line by wealth manager at PSG Wealth, Skulk Lowe, to take a look at some of the market movements. Good evening, Skulk. Lovely to catch up with you as always. I thought this time of the year we'd be below 18 Rand. We are not. We're closer to 18 Rand 50, and I want to know why.
Good evening, Jimmy, and good evening to all the MoneyWeb listeners. Good question. I would say wouldn't be reading too much into the rand weakness. We know the dollar has really been improving, of late. So that could be one of the reasons. We've seen some movement in the commodities. So you're 100% right. I would have thought, if you look at some of these commodity movements, and I did something today where I looked at some of these commodity movements. And I don't know if you've looked at this, Jimmy, but and the data, I've actually run it until 2 days ago. And this is all in Rand. And this is just movement for this year alone. So starting from the top, top performer, and you better get that fixed, and you better get it quick, Jimmy, because as we sit here, coffee is 28% higher than what it was the end of 2024. And then we can go on soya beans and, lean hogs. I don't even know what a lean hog is. We're talking about 11%. Lumber, at 9%. Gold, we know the gold, 7, 8, 9%. Copper, 7%, silver, 6%, platinum, 6%. So this is big movers. And usually this, when we read things like palladium up 6%, platinum up, also over 6%, gold up, those type of levels, that, is good for South Africa. South Africa is one of the largest producers of these commodities. Also, some of the softer commodities, we large producers. So Maybe it's a lagged effect. Maybe the international investors are a little bit worried. We know we've had some political unrest over the past few weeks. We've seen, today we've seen the unemployment data came out. And I know you're going to chat to Annabelle a little bit later. But this is things I want to, when I listen to the budget tomorrow, I want to see them seriously address this. Because we'd be talking about, somewhat better, but still, to go from 32.1% to 31.9%. And this is the official unemployment rate. When you look at the expanded unemployment rate, that's the one that's actually, to me, it's more important. And for the listeners out there that don't know what the expanded unemployment rate is, that's which includes people that's pretty much discouraged. They're not even looking for work anymore because they know they're not going to find a work. The expanded unemployment rate is currently at 41.9%. So I'm a little bit worried. Those factors definitely could definitely eat into these movements on the rand. Remember, the rand is usually a share price, so to speak, for your country. As your country or your company improves, your share price improves. And we would like to see our country really improve before we're going to start seeing the currency improve.
It's definitely a reflection of the country and the way that the world sees the country. Skulk, I want to get your thoughts around some of the developments that we are seeing from a global perspective. You mentioned, of course, that we are seeing a lot of political tensions and global tensions as well. It doesn't seem to be deterring some of the markets. Commodities are running, as you said, but we are generally seeing that equity markets are on the up. If we look at local equity markets and we just look at the top 40 in general, top 40 is at all-time highs at the moment. It is up about 6%, I think, for the month of February, and it is at all-time highs above 81,000 points there. Is this something that could continue going into the rest of the year? I mean, I don't see a lot of volatility that hasn't already been baked into the markets. Obviously, the recent sentiments by some members in the US to have South Africa removed from AGOA are something that could potentially weigh in on markets. But how are you seeing just where we are? All-time highs locally, other international indices also at all-time highs or nearing all-time highs as well?
It's definitely the market. There's a bit of a reversion back to value play, and I've often been talking about South Africa as a value play. But it's not only South Africa. I mean, we know that Europe has been seen as lagging the Western counterparts. When you look at it, the same data that I've just given you, that the year-to-date performances, the S&P 500 is now struggling to keep itself in the green for 2025, and the Nasdaq only just positive. Over that same period, the JSE, has grown by close to 8% in rand terms. When you look at the Euro stocks, that is up over 10% year to date. The DAX, that's the German DAX, that is up over 10%. So that is giving you an idea where the smart money is flowing. And this is not sort of unexpected. When we went into 2005, I think all this, the sort of the big investment houses, they were calling, say, well, yes, we buy into this AI euphoria, we buy into Trump 2.0. We buy into all these things, but just remember, most of the time, share prices don't reflect what we're currently seeing. It's reflecting what we're going to see. And we already knew that President Trump is going to be leading the US. We already know that AI is going to pretty much take over the world. And that is why, some of these indexes, most specifically the US indexes, are trading at elevated levels. I'm a little bit worried about that. So I think you're asking me for 2025 for the remainder of the year. I think I do still see a lot of opportunity. I think what we're seeing in the commodity market is not necessarily something that I think is going to outplay itself in the next day or two. I think there's still some room, upside room, and that could be good for South Africa. That could be good for our currency. That could be good for our current account. We need to take advantage out of this because then it'll be good for our companies in South Africa as well.
Well, the last commodity cycle ran for a couple of months, I think just about a year as well. So we'll have to keep an eye on that and see how that continues to unfold. For now, we'll leave the conversation there, Skalk. Thanks as always for the time and for the insights. Lovely to catch up. Skalk Lowe, Wealth Manager at PSG Wealth, joining us to take a look at some market movements as well as what could potentially be unfolding for the rest of the year.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.